Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to lead us through our call today. Wow, what a week. Last weekend at this time, I was out in Chicago at our 13th annual leadership summit in the middle of a huge snowstorm. And to be honest, I was freaking out a little bit because we needed some technology to Zoom our speaker in, which, of course, all of that got taken care of. But the stress of that, however, weakened my immune system. And as you can hear in my voice, I caught a little bit of a bug. And yes, I know, take more Shaklee. I've heard that all week long, and I've been taking tons and tons of Shaklee. So I just want to ease everybody's mind. Don't worry about that. I'm taking as much Shaklee as I possibly can. And to be honest, I actually feel much better than I sound. Also last weekend, the Shaklee website had gone dark, or basically it was just down for a while. And fortunately or unfortunately, I have learned lots of weird lingo with this whole IT update. So we went dark last weekend. The website updates have been the talk of the week for sure, and I'm sure all of you have questions about it and still concerns and some excitement around all the new things that are coming out. And today I just want to talk a little bit about the website stuff, and I want to talk about the concept of change, because that's what we're in the middle of right now, is a change. You know, many of us had prepared for this website relaunch by meticulously watching every single webinar that came out explaining what the updates were that were going to be coming and how best to prepare. And other people really buried their heads in the sand and acted as if there was no change coming. But I think most people were somewhere in between, you know, somewhat prepared for the changes to come this past Tuesday morning when things went live, and then a little bit somewhat unprepared, I would think, if we're honest with ourselves. You know, a lot of people had picked up little snippets here and little snippets there. And until the change actually happened and until you're actually trying to log in and see what to do and what not to do, you know, a lot of it was all theoretical anyway. Now, in Shaklee, we talk all the time about science not standing still. And by not updating for many years, our IT really had stood still. We had to make this update to get a state-of-the-art website and to offer our customers the best online experience out there. You've heard all of the expressions about change. You know, the only constant is change. Change is never easy. There's nothing wrong with change, especially when it's in the right direction. Well, you know, the Shaklee IT update was a much-needed change, but it was a change nonetheless. Now, from the end user or our customer perspective, I've heard nothing but compliments and excitement. They love the new site. It seems like most folks who are in any type of an IT world or who work with IT a lot love the simplicity from a customer perspective. They say that it's crisp, clean, and intuitive, which are all great things. We want our customers to love our website and to think that it's easy to go on and do an auto ship, easy to go in and make an order. Our distributors, on the other hand, and business leaders, on the other hand, have gone through a massive change. You know, we the way we log in is a little bit different, using our email versus our IDs. The back office is a little bit different. How we drop ship is different. There's a number of things that are different for us. Now, in the end, it's all going to work out just fine, but we have this little bit of a learning curve to go through right now. And it may feel like you're an old dog, so to speak, trying to learn a new trick. At least that's how I felt a couple of days this past week. But no words can alter the fact that change and disruption are hard on individuals and on teams. You know, when we're faced with a transition that although we knew it was coming, we couldn't control or stop it. We knew that it was going to happen. We couldn't stop it. You know, it's just human nature to immediately to go into fear and doubt. But from a leadership perspective, it is critical to be sure that there's no one on your team that is in fear or in doubt, because it can lead to those folks being paralyzed by uncertainty. Think about yourself. When you're in a place of fear, you're not moving forward. And so we don't want that happening for anyone on our team. And so the last thing any of us need is to have anything stop. We want continued growth and continued movement forward. Now, if you haven't logged into the website yet, and gosh, I would hope by now that almost everybody has, but if you haven't, please remember that you're going to need to set up your password again. And that's for everybody. That's for our customers as well. So I'm just going to say this as a reminder because we want to make sure this information gets out to people. I personally used my exact same password that I had been previously using. They need to be 8 characters long. It needs to have at least a letter and a number in it, and my old password did. And so I just logged in and set it up as if it was a new password, and the system accepted it, and it's been a piece of cake to go from there. My son, on the other hand, decided to create a new password, and he's had no problem either. So it's up to you as far as what you do. You just have to log in, request the link for a new password, and set that back up. Once you do this, you're going to be good to go and explore. So hopefully you've at least done that, and if you haven't done it, you're going to do that soon. Now, I just want to reiterate and remind people that change is inevitable. This is not the first or the last change we as a team in Shaklee are going to go through. It might seem like a huge change, and granted, it changes the way we find information in our back office and how we place orders. but it's going to be about our attitude around the change and our communication around the change that really determines how we move through it. Shackley is a company that's dynamic, and it's an evolving organization. Progress and change are inevitable, and we want that change. We want that progress because, as we've said many times, science doesn't stand still, and neither does Shackley. If we're standing still, we'd still be using those vitalized minerals that Dr. Shackley created back in 1912, 1915, and, you know, that certainly there's been so much that's happened in the nutrition field that we've benefited from because Shackley hasn't stood still. But we want to make sure that we clearly communicate this message to everyone on our team so that we can prevent many team members from sort of settling into complacency or assuming that they're part of a static organization. We have to talk about change so that people are prepared for it. And it doesn't make anybody more nimble for change because most people don't like change. But if we know it's always going to be coming, that things are always going to be changing, it just helps us to be a little bit more prepared when the change actually happens. We can accept it as a matter of course. And you can even choose to switch things up in your personal communications or your interactions with your team just for the sole purpose of developing a culture where people are comfortable with change. Now, Shackley did a lot to prepare us for this change, whether you participated in any of it or not. You knew it was coming, I would think. I don't think there's anybody out there that didn't know about the change that was coming. Shackley did weekly webinars that were recorded that walked through all of the IT updates that were coming. There were email reminders of specific actions for you to take, such as, you know, making sure your customers knew that they'd be logging in with email addresses, making sure that the email addresses were updated. While we had plenty of time to prepare ourselves, I still heard the panic in many people's voice when they called me on Tuesday when everything went live again. And just remember how you feel about the change is going to be how you communicate that change to others. So are you excited and talking about how awesome the new website is? Or are you fearful and afraid to check it out yourself so that you're not encouraging others to go check it out? You have to realize that how you talk about it and how you feel about it is how you're going to share that with your team. And your team will follow your lead. So think about how you want to lead through others through this change. Now, some of you might think, well, gosh, it happened last week. I didn't communicate anything yet, and so the change has already happened. Well, yes, and we still have lots of time to communicate and help people navigate through it so that they don't stay in that stuck mode or decide to go buy their supplements someplace else or not continue building their business because they're in stuck mode. We can start today and move forward with a message that we all want to communicate about the change. If you've already communicated fear, you know, maybe you were panicking and you reached out to some of your team members in a panic, you can turn that around also because people are resilient. You can start sharing all of the fun new things that you're finding on the website and share all of the good stuff with people. Help them see all the benefits. Help them hear about the excitement about the new things that have happened with the website. You know, this is a very positive change for the better at Shackley. But remember, people want to know, how does this affect me? Your distributors are asking that, and your customers are asking that. And accept the fact that anytime there's a major change, such as a complete IT overhaul, there can be a short-lived dip in productivity as people react and adapt to a new website and a new back office. But don't let your team be impacted by any type of dip in productivity. That's going to happen from how you communicate with your people, making sure that you're focused on what's working and helping to provide solutions for anything that's not working for them. You have to look at the change through the eyes of the person that you're talking to and give them time to work through their own individual reactions. You know, I've been using the following approach with folks. I've been letting them know what's happening and telling them that I know you have questions. Let's just talk about them. And letting people vent those questions, being available for text messages. I've gotten Facebook Messenger. I had a text message the other night at 10 o'clock at night. I happened to still be up, so I answered it. You know, many of you know that I get up early in the morning and work out, but with this little bug I've had, I wasn't getting up as early, so I was able to answer that question. But just being available for people, answering their responses as soon as you possibly can, and helping them navigate through the situation. Now, I've spoken to more distributors, associates, and business leaders this past week rather than customers, so I've heard quite a few of the questions asked, and I just want to share a couple things here with you because I know we're going to reach more people on a team call here, and instead of having individual conversations with everybody, hopefully this will help some of the challenges and concerns that are up. So currently, anyone who is not a director or above cannot handle the auto ships from their customers or do a drop ship. So I know that's been a frustration for a lot of you, and I just want to acknowledge that. I know that it's a frustration. In order to do a drop ship or to manage an auto ship, you have to go into the customer's account. You have to sort of pretend to be the customer. And the only people with access to a customer's account are the customers themselves, And if they've given access to the upline business leader, then the upline business leader can go in and do drop ships. Checkly's trying to protect and have security around people's credit card information and the other information that's in the back office. Now, if you've been drop shipping to these folks in the past 5 years, then the access was granted. However, if you were not a director or above, then all of a sudden that access didn't go anywhere, and so no one has the access at the moment. So when you get back to director, absolutely the issue is gone. But before you get to director, I know this is very frustrating for folks, especially if you've been managing this for your customers for a long time. Now, I want everybody to know that this issue has been sent directly to Heather and her team. So, yes, the system was set up this way because of protection and security, but they're working on it this weekend to have it. They're discussing it. They've been in meetings about it. They were in meetings about it yesterday evening, and they're trying to figure out a resolution. They understand the frustration. They know that you as distributors and as associates, that you've been communicating with your customers. You are their distributor. They expect to work with you. So they're really trying to solve this issue. But there is an interim workaround. Well, there's a couple of different things you can do. You can obviously ask your customers to grant access to the upline business leader. I know that's a little awkward and weird because some of them don't know the upline business leader. If they do know the upline business leader, then that should be fairly simple, and you just want to go ahead and get that access granted, because then your upline business leader can work with you to make it seamless for your customer. I've had a couple of people calling me and saying, can you place an order? Can you do a drop ship for me? Absolutely, I can. Can you tweak this on their auto ship? Absolutely, I can do that. And then it looks like, you know, your customer reached out to you, you reach out to the upline, you get it changed, and the customer doesn't know anything changed. They think that you're the distributor. They don't know anything different. And until the resolution is fixed with Shackley, we can handle it that way. Yes, it's a couple of extra steps, but that's one way to do it. We can also place an order for someone if it's a customer and they don't need to earn a bonus. It doesn't matter where the PV is going. If it's for a customer, you can place an order for your as if you're placing it for yourself, and just do a one-time address change when you get to the end. And so that way, that's another way to solve it. That's another interim solve. So I want to just acknowledge again that I understand that it's frustrating, but it's being worked on and hopefully resolved very soon here. Now, another current challenge was that the auto ship list that was in the back office would populate and not populate. Now, some of you are thinking, gosh, I would love to know where that auto ship list is. You go to My Reports, you go to My Business, and then you go to the Reports section, and it's at the very bottom of the Reports section. There's a list of all of your personal group auto ships. So they know that this is an issue. It was populating sometimes and not populating other times, and so they were working on that. The IT was working on that, and that actually should have been fixed the other day. They took the system down for a couple of hours, and it should have been fixed, but then when it came back up, there were a couple glitches still, so they are working on it, and that bug should be resolved very shortly. The last thing I wanted to point out are the personal websites. There's some info that would be of interest to everybody, I think, over on the Team Glacken Facebook page about the websites. There's been a lot of people doing their updates. They've been making some tweaks, and they've been putting over on the Team Glacken page just some things that they've found out and learned. So you may want to go check that out. You want to be sure that all of the links for your personal website are active and accurate. So you want everything to go to your website. So let's just say over on Facebook you've got a business page and you've put a link to your website and it was the old link. You're going to want to go in and deactivate the old link and activate the new link, because Shackley wants to direct all of your customer orders to your website. But if you don't do this piece, then it won't happen. And so you want to make sure that you take care of that. So please be sure to check all of the links that are going to your website and make sure that it's accurate. So if you've got links on any type of Instagram or on Facebook or any of your social media accounts, just make sure you deactivate the old one and activate the new one. If your website isn't working, that's another issue altogether. If you want to send me the website link or your direct upline the website link, not the old one, but the new one that's not working, along with your name and ID number, I can forward that to the home office to get that fixed. There are a couple little tweaks and a couple challenges with just a couple of websites. Most people are having no challenge at all editing their website. And to go to find your website, you just go to My Business. I go to the Me section and I work on, and then I click on Website. And so that's how I've been doing it. Now, there is one change that we as leaders that are all in the process of managing that has created quite a discussion amongst the masters. And I am going to ask for your help on this one. There was a shipping and handling charge change. You're going to want to monitor this on all of your customer orders and on your own orders. Shaklee's doing something new, and they're basing the shipping and handling on the order dollar total versus the weight. For some customers, they'll see no change at all. You know, especially if they were buying just a couple supplements or a couple, you know, smaller product orders, they're going to see no change at all. Well, we as masters are just trying to keep track of this so that we can give the company some hard data on whether or not this is going to work for our customers and for us. So please give your upline master coordinator any concrete examples via email that they can share with the company that either shows an increase or you can even show the decreases. So we want to show the good things and we want to show the things that we're a little concerned about. And Shaklee's looking at that, and that'll be something that will be ongoing that we'll be looking at going into the future. We know that everybody wants free shipping. We know that already. And we know that Amazon has been impacting people's businesses, not just Shaklee businesses, but nationwide. All companies are struggling with what Amazon has been doing. It's really hurt a lot of different businesses because of that free shipping. And please note that this is a discussion that's ongoing at the home office. And the Masters Executive Committee has been working on it, and the Masters as a collective whole will be at the Growth Summit in a few weeks, and we'll be talking about that again, I'm sure, because we know how important it is that our customers are being nurtured and treated the way we want them to be nurtured and treated. We want to be able to compete in the marketplace. We want to give them the very best service, and we want to give them the best pricing on shipping that we possibly can. And so Shaklee's been working on a customer loyalty program to really reward our customers. We're hoping that this can offset or address the need for free shipping, and more on that's going to be forthcoming in the future. It is not something that's designed yet. It's in the process of being created. And so if you have any thoughts on a loyalty program, don't hesitate to share those as well with your upline business partners, and they need to get that to me or anybody that's on the Masters Executive Committee so that we can share that with Shaklee and we can really design something that is the best loyalty program out there. So what I've tried to do here with this discussion is to really help with change management for you and your teams. You know, when it comes to change management, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, and there's no predictable timeline for when everybody will be enthusiastically on board. You might be thinking for yourself, gosh, I want to be enthusiastically on board, and I still have a little bit of fear. That's okay. Each person is going to proceed at his or her own pace through the change cycle. The change cycle starts with feelings of loss and then doubt. There's discomfort followed by discovery, understanding, and finally integration. You know, it sounds like a formal process, and believe it or not, it actually is. There are people hired to work with organizations to help them through change. And some of what you saw Heather doing with all of the webinars leading up to the change, a lot of that was managing change. It was change management. And some of us, as distributors and leaders, we were taking the information in, but we weren't really sure how to disseminate that information. Now that we've got the change, we want to be proactive and on the phone with our customers, communicating about the login, communicating that we're here to help them through any challenges. We want to be a resource for our customers, and we want to be available so that we don't lose any customer sales. And if we have any distributors that are frustrated or having some challenges, we want to be right there communicating with them as well so that we can solve any issues, because the key is communication. I highly recommend phone calls to your leaders, distributors, and customers. I've been on the phone and texting with so many people this past week, getting people up to speed. People really like to be in the know, and you want to get them in the know, so to speak. Update them. Help them work through the change in a positive way. After you announce a major change, you have to expect people to move through the cycle, either in a few hours or some people it takes a few months. What you can't say is you can't tell people, okay, well, we're going to give you the weekend to process this, and then we're going to hit the ground running on Monday. While we all might, maybe we've all processed it, maybe we're ready to hit the ground running now, but we need to give people time and space to work through whatever challenges they're having. Because the reality is that it's far messier and harder to predict, and really, you know, any attempt at trying to shortcut somebody's learning curve, it creates frustration for them, and we don't want to do that. We want to be a resource. We want to be available to handle and answer any questions and help people manage through. And rely on what you know about each individual member of your team and all of your customers. Reach out personally to people who seem to be stuck in doubt or discomfort. If you see that, you know, normally you've got somebody who's placing loads and loads of orders and they're not, why aren't they? What's going on? Let's talk through it. Allow them to voice their concerns. Let them ask their questions and especially share frustrations. I've heard a lot of frustrations this past week, and then I've all of a sudden heard people go, oh, wow, look at that share cart. Oh, my goodness, you know, I like this over here. And so they've gone from the frustration to the discovery phase, and that's a good thing. So let people share their frustrations with you. You've heard the phrase, seek first to understand, then to be understood. It's critical here, as you try to help people move forward, that you help them manage the cycle of change. and protect your mindset. You know, when you're listening to people all day long going, oh, my gosh, this isn't working. Oh, my gosh, I'm stressed about that. It can be challenging to stay grounded in all the positives that you see in the system or all the things that you've learned. It can be challenging when you're in a leadership role to stay positive no matter what if you're inundated with a lot of negatives and a lot of challenges. Just know that Shackley's working day and night to get everything working properly, and they're working day and night to address any glitches or issues that have popped up. So we have to communicate those. If there's something that's not working for you, let us know. We can get that information to Shackley, or you can be on the Zoom calls and let them know yourself. Now, when you're on the Zoom calls, there's a section where you can ask questions, and so if you ask a question, they will get that question answered. They try to do it in the order that they come, that they pop up. Sometimes your issue might take a little bit of extra time. I had a downline leader who had a challenge, and so Shackley had to call them back and actually walk them through doing some stuff on their computer. They got it resolved, but it took some time, so just be patient. And just know Heather was on Zoom calls from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time every day last week, walking through step-by-step how to log in, set up websites, drop ship to customers. She has the patience of a saint, I have to tell you that, because she was very, very patient on all of those calls. But she was also showing some of the fun, really cool new features. I absolutely love that share cart. If you haven't gone in and seen how that share cart works, please go check that out. And the way gift fulfillment works now is so exciting. I can't wait to actually use that. And I love how the auto ships are set up now. I think they're super intuitive. You know, I do auto ships with a lot of different companies, and I always felt that Shackley was a little bit behind in how we manage those auto ships. Do go in and play with it. See how it's working. You'll get excited about all of the new features and how good it is for our customers. And I'm in the process of editing my website, which I'm really excited about. So all good stuff. So stay focused as much as you possibly can on the good stuff. Get the list of challenges and things that aren't working. Get those to your upline business partner, your leaders, or get them directly to Shackley, because we want to make sure that we get all the bugs worked out. I am so excited that our IT is finally in the 21st century. It's state-of-the-art, and so I want to say yay, Shackley, for doing it. Yes, it's been a challenge. Yes, you know, going dark for a few days and having, you know, to learn all of these new things can be a challenge, but it's all for the better. It's going to help all of our businesses grow, and it's going to be all good stuff coming down the road from our IT. And just remember, you know, patience really is a virtue. I said, you know, Heather has the patience of a saint. I want us all to have patience, because as a leader, our best approach is to create a culture that embraces change. We have to respect everyone's right to have their own reaction, so hopefully everybody has felt the ability to have whatever reaction you've had and to work through it. We have to communicate the news with authenticity and empathy so that our customers, our business partners know that we're here to help them through it and that we're excited about the changes that have happened. And we want to give everybody time on our teams to work through the change cycle at an individual pace, but we want to work through it because this is the new IT system. We have to embrace it so that we can continue to build our businesses and continue to have the excitement that we want to have for our future here in Shackley. It's 2019. It's the brand new year, brand new website, all this great new technology. Let's embrace it and run forward into the future. We've got exciting things on the horizon. We've got new trips this year that we can work towards. We've got all of our bonuses that we want to earn this year. We've got all of the team growth and the goals that we've set for ourselves and our businesses. Let's make 2019 the best year that we've ever had. Each individual person on this call, think about the best year you've ever had in Shackley, and let's make 2019 even better. So I hope you have a blessed Saturday. I hope you have a blessed Shackley week, and we will talk to you same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye and God bless, everybody.